from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There you go. Skill set that he brings to the tables. The Lions try and sort out a bunch of questions in the preseason, many of which aren't going to get answered because, quite frankly, there are very few players that are going to get significant playing time playing in the preseason. At least the plan is not to have players get significant playing time. But we know how this works. You go into the season with a plan, and then bam, injuries hit, and suddenly a guy that you saw in the preseason get a lot of reps is playing in a regular season game. That matters, and those players get to be counted on. One of them we hope not to see this year is Hendon Hooker. But I have to admit, I feel a little bit better about him as the backup quarterback than I did going into the preseason. And you as well.
Yeah, I thought he's looked more comfortable. He looked more comfortable on Saturday than he did the previous game. And I like what I see from him. And he looks as good as advertised. I mean, you knew he was going to be a mobile guy. If he wanted to take off and go, he can, and he has, and he's done that well. And he's got a really nice rhythm to his throw. He doesn't rush things, and maybe the game is slowing down for him at this point. And think of it, he's only practiced for a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. You know, he's got a couple weeks of training camp under his belt, and then he has a couple weeks of mini camp practices, and that's it. So I'm happy with where he is. You look at he's a rookie, you know, and he's not going to play this year, hopefully. Because that would mean that, you know, Jared Goff got hurt, and let's hope that that does not happen. So it's nice to know that they are developing, you know, a very capable backup on this roster. But he's not the only one that shined. There were a number of players that really played well on Saturday and have you know, kind of standing up a little straighter and go, ooh, well,
so,
that guy.
Yeah, and we'll start running down those names. What's weird is, you're just like, okay, this guy looks good, but is there a spot for him?
Yeah, right.
This guy looks good, and they might try and sneak him out of the practice squad. And we'll start with Isaiah Williams, the receiver.
Yeah.
If they don't have a spot for him, and they try and get him on the practice squad, which means you have to pass through waivers, you mean to tell me no crappy team's going to pick him up? Yes, he's going to get picked up. And Brandon Joseph, the safety.
Yeah,
I mean, these are two guys. Brandon Joseph has an interception and a forced fumble in two preseason games. If they don't have a spot for Isaiah Williams, which is a player that you mentioned when they signed him as an undrafted free agent. And I think Brandon Joseph is another guy you mentioned when they got him a couple years ago. Like, we used to have to sit here and mine for UDFAs to make the roster and contribute. And in getting used to being in this new position with the Detroit Lions, we are in it's a completely different world when you have good players identify what appear to be good players, promising players, maybe a better way to put players that show a lot of promise.
Yeah.
These players show a lot of promise, and you have to wonder if they are simply going to not make it through to the practice squad because the Lions are playing these guys in the preseason because they don't want to play their starters. They're making plays. They're showing promise, and there's no room in the inn. It's a musical chairs game, and so to get him on a practice squad, first you have to put him on waivers, And I can't imagine those guys not getting claimed.
I have a hard time thinking that as well. And, you know, I saw, I think it was Kyle Meinke of MLive had his post game two of the exhibition season depth chart or roster, 53-man roster. And he listed only four receivers. He thinks they're going to keep four receivers. Mm-hmm. And the fourth that they would keep would be Donovan Peoples-Jones. And I'm like, I don't know. I mean, if you're going to keep DPJ at this point, is it solely on size? Because he hasn't done a whole lot in the two games he's played, and given it's somewhat limited action, but he hasn't stood out. So if you're going to tell me you're going to keep DPJ over Isaiah Williams, either tells me you're only doing it for, you have to only be doing that for size, because it's not based on production of what we've seen.
It could have a lot to do with practice, right? I mean, it could have a lot to do with what we don't see.
Yes.
We're going to be at practice this week.
Yeah.
Given we'll be on the air and we won't be like charting every snap to see who stands out in practice. We'll be watching as much as we can. And there might be a little bit, he's a reliable, he's a veteran. He'll play a different role. I mean, one of the problems Isaiah Williams has is he's a natural slot receiver.
Correct. And you've got Amon-Ra and Khalif Raymond.
Yep.
You know, and Isaiah Williams is helping himself with the return game, although he did drop a, you know, return, but he also had two punt returns for 19 and 20 yards. Mm-hmm. And the 20-yarder was the one at the end of the game, which basically got him into field goal range.
Yep.
And then they had a couple plays after that. But with Brandon Joseph, Meinke had listed his defensive backs. I think there were 10 defensive backs total that he had on the roster. And I was going in my head before I saw the list. I'm like, okay, this guy, this guy, this guy, this. And it came up, and I had 10, and Joseph was going to be my 10th. He had the same 9 that I would have had, but his 10th was C.J. Moore instead. Mm-hmm. Now, C.J. Moore has been on this team for a couple of years, and he's really good at special teams, and I imagine that might give him the edge. So this might be a really important week for Brandon Joseph. I feel like keeping four receivers, and Ken, we brought this up last week, I don't think four is going to be the number. I think they have to keep five, and I think Vaki on this team gives them some flexibility with – because he's so good at special teams, and he's going to be a running back guy as well. And, you know, he does have that defensive background that it's almost like a, shh, don't tell anybody. He was a safety.
Right.
You know, and I wonder if that gives a little bit more flexibility on this team of what they're going to do roster-wise to open up that fifth spot to keep five receivers on the team.
I think they keep four receivers from this current roster and get their fifth receiver outside the building. So I think they end up ultimately having five receivers on the team, Gator. I'm just not sure that fifth receiver we've seen play in a Lions uniform this year.
248-539-9797 to your phone calls. DJ's in Detroit, and he's on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, DJ?
Happy Monday. Welcome back, my man.
Thank you.
How you
Thank
doing?
You very much. I'm doing good. Refreshed and ready to go.
Yeah, I am too, man. So first and foremost, I don't ever have to see Nate Dogg Sudfeld ever again. I'm good. I've seen enough. I'm straight. I think that you just made a valid point, and I agree with you 1,000%. The fact that Hendon Hooker is now practicing, he's getting reps, he's doing what you want to see. He's getting better, man. So I'm fine with him as the backup. Besides that one early rollout, he seems to throw a nice ball. It's pretty accurate. I'm good with him. Number two, the Vaki kid is going to help us because, as we know, running backs in the NFL get dinged up, get banged up. I feel comfortable with him stepping in here and there, catching the ball. You get what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Like, I don't think he's a every down guy, but I can see how he's going to help us. And then lastly, guys, well, two more things. Williams should make this team. I definitely hope he makes this team because he can catch the ball. Like, as long as you can catch the ball, I'm good with you and get open. Lastly, you know how I am about my offensive lineman. I've been watching them a new kid, guys. He got better last week.
He did get better.
I don't think he's a – I'm sticking with this one. I don't think he's a tackle because his lateral movement doesn't seem that great. But I watched it because I ain't had nothing to do this weekend. In the run game, he's dominant against those second and third team, and he's getting better in pass, bro. He's going to help us going forward, too, in about a year. I can see it.
You know, the Manu thing, he definitely looked better in game two.
Mm-hmm.
The depth that this team appears to have now is making me more comfortable. I've had some guys banged up, but it doesn't sound like at this point that, you know, of the starters, people should be ready to go by the regular season. Cut day is a week from tomorrow. Cut day is a week from tomorrow, and there are going to be names on that list that people are going to go, ooh.
You know, it's a question I would love to ask Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes, too. If you could change the roster number, what number would you make it? Because I feel like there's maybe, I don't know if it's a full handful, but might be three or four guys that are going to be really difficult decisions for this team to leave off the roster. And a couple of them might be offensive linemen. I mean, you use a draft resource to draft Giovanni Manu, and good, because I like what I've seen as well, and Sorsdahl and Mahogany. But other guys have played really well in the interim as well. And then you go out and you bring up a Jamarco Jones, and he grades out very well, according to Pro Football Focus. He was one of the top offensive players they had out there. And take that for whatever it's worth. But he's another guy who's an offensive lineman, a veteran offensive lineman, who's got something there, who's not likely to make this roster. And I don't know if you can sneak him on the practice squad or not. I doubt it. He'll probably be gone to another team. It's guys that are going to be – I feel like teams in the NFL are looking to see what the Lions are going to do, because the Lions have put together a really good roster over the years. And now it's just a matter of, hey, sorry, man, the bar is full. We can't let anybody in. You're on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.